Welcome to APAS Demystifying Reform series of podcasts, where we invite industry thought leaders and policymakers to help take a deep dive into reforms in the BFSI sector. I'm Ashwin Parekh, Managing Partner, Ashwin Parekh Advisory Services, APAS. APAS provides business and transaction advisory services in banking, financial services, and insurance sector. APAS continuously works with the BFSI industry, regulators, and the government to bring valuable insights to its clients for better decision-making and steering growth. The insights are brought to various stakeholders in the BFSI sector by way of monthly newsletters, regular articles on reforms, and blogs for viewers and listeners. In this episode, we have Mr. Jingan with us, the MD and CEO of ICICI Securities Primary Dealership Limited, to discuss new reform expanding the scope of activities by primary dealers. Mr. Jingan has a significant role in the primary dealer sector as the chairman of PDAI and is closely associated with the reforms in all aspects of PD business. Hello, Mr. Jingan. Welcome to the show. For our listeners, I'll start with who a primary dealer is. A primary dealer, PD, is an RBI-registered entity that is authorized for buying and selling government securities. There are two types of primary dealers in India: standalone primary dealers, SPDs, bank primary dealers, or bank PDs. As is the case with other regulated financial entities, the operations of the PDs are subject to prudential and regulatory guidelines issued by the RBI from time to time. Mr. Jingan, as you know, RBI has announced that the standalone PDs can now offer all forex market-making facilities as currently permitted to Category 1 authorized dealers. And SPDs can now offer foreign currencies settled overnight index swaps to NRIs as well as to other authorized dealer Category 1 banks and other eligible SPDs. Earlier this year, in February, RBI allowed banks to do this, and now, to increase its width of forex market operations, it is allowing SPDs to participate in the marketing operations. Mr. Jingan, for our audience, can you throw some light on the current role of SPDs and what does the new reform mean?
Thank you very much, Mr. Parekh. I'm so glad to be here to share my thoughts with an industry veteran like you, who has vast amount of experience in areas of financial service and banking. I would like to start by explaining the primary dealer system and its evolution over the last 27 years or so. So the RBI has had issued primary dealership license for the first time in 1995, with the objective of strengthening the infrastructure in the GSEC market, development of underwriting and market making capabilities for GSEC, improving secondary market trading system, and to make PDs an effective conduit for open market operations, or what are called OMOs. The primary dealers have since then played a key role in the distribution of GSECs. There are 21 primary dealers in the country today, with 14 bank primary dealers and 7 standalone primary dealers, or SPDs, who have been set up as NBFCs and are regulated by the Department of Regulation with the IDMD, which is the Internal Debt Management Department, as the key nodal department. The primary dealers have ensured smooth conduct of the government borrowing program and have contributed significantly to the development of the overall debt market. They are active market makers, accounting for about 40% of the secondary market volumes, with SPDs alone accounting for 14 to 15% in the GSEC markets. The RBI has allowed SPDs to diversify into various core and non-core activities, with trading in corporate bonds and interest rate derivatives also being classified as core activities due to their synergies with the GSEC markets. Along with these, there are various non-core activities such as debt capital market, equity trading, trading in currency futures, PMS, etc., which are classified as non-core activities with the provision that capital charge for market risk for these activities shall not exceed 20% of the net owned funds. With an aim to diversify the business model of SPDs, RBI has further allowed now to become market makers in the foreign exchange markets as permitted under the AD1 license of banks and allowed SPDs to offer foreign currency settled OIS to NRIs and other AD1 registered banks. These reforms are aimed at making the business model of the SPDs more vibrant by giving them access to new markets which were hitherto under the domain of the banks. Whereas some of the SPDs, including us, were important players in the domestic OIS market, the FCOIS has been witnessing significantly higher volumes with many offshore investors such as asset managers, banks, and hedge funds expressing views on the direction of interest rates through that market. In FY21-22, for instance, the total volumes in the FCOIS market was nearly 7 times that of the domestic market at Rs. 350 trillion. SPDs were missing out on these flows, which often led to sharp movement in the domestic OIS market as players with access to both the offshore and onshore markets would try and hedge the offshore flows in the onshore market. Besides, the domestic market has become a price taker rather than a price maker for these rupee derivatives. So this was not healthy for the long-term development of the domestic derivative market. Now, by allowing market making in foreign currency products, the RBI has allowed SPDs a new product that will allow them to diversify their business model that was always susceptible to the volatility in interest rate movement. There is a strong linkage between the movement of interest rates and exchange rate, and oftentimes RBI has hiked interest rates to defend the currency, as was witnessed in 2000, 2013, and in 2018. We feel that the global conditions today are having a bearing on the interest rate setting by MPC, with RBI hiking the repo rate by 140 basis points since May. Since SPDs have to compulsorily hold G-Secs as a part of their mandate, such interest rate hikes result in losses as bond prices go down when interest rates move up. Hedging such exposures through the foreign currency market can help SPDs reduce this cyclicality in their revenue streams. Access to Forex market also allows SPDs to offer new products to their existing domestic and offshore clients who have been dealing with them in the G-Sec markets.
That is very interesting. So let us move on to the need behind this reform. As the RBI governor says, the idea to develop standalone BDs as market makers in the financial markets and the Forex market, PDV have very active in the interest rate and currency markets, and now SPDs are allowed to offer all Forex market making facilities. Mr. Jingin, what exactly is the reform aimed at, and what was the need of this reform at this point in time?
That's a very good question, sir. So as I said earlier, the currency and interest rates are very closely linked and influence movements in each other. Particularly, the interest rates implied by the forward exchange rates are a reflection of the interest rate differentials. So due to this, globally bond houses, or what are called broker dealers in the global market, offer both currency and interest rate solutions. This allows them to implement market views across markets and also optimally utilize any arbitrage opportunities. It automatically helps in more efficient risk management, as risk in one market can be more efficiently hedged in another market. More importantly, it enables them to offer an end-to-end solution to their clients. The Forex market so far had only banks as active players, but with this move, another set of players gets added, which would give wider choice to users and aid in better price discovery. Over the course of 3 decades, PDs have proved their capability as successful market makers in the government securities market, and this has become their core strength. RBI's broader vision appears to encourage PDs to use this core strength in new markets in a way that complements their core business while moving closer to the role played by bond houses in developed economies. Unlike equity markets, the investment by non-resident FPIs in the government securities are not significant today. For quite some time, the government has been exploring the possibility of getting Indian bonds in global bond indices. A large number of global bond funds are passively managed and are benchmarked to global indices like JP Morgan Emerging Market Bond Index, Bloomberg Index, FTSE Index, etc. We believe that these changes in regulations by RBI are a step towards the eventual inclusion of Indian G-Secs in these global indices. Currently, any non-resident wanting to purchase bonds from a SPD has to approach AD Cat 1 players for selling the Forex and then approach SPDs to buy the bonds. With SPDs enabled to provide both services under one roof, the entire process could be a lot smoother and might also reduce some of the operational costs for the non-resident institutional investor.
This is very insightful, Mr. Jingle. So what will change at SPDs? This certainly becomes a new revenue stream for the SPDs. What exactly will change now?
Absolutely, sir. This definitely has the potential to contribute significantly to SPD's revenues over the years. So maybe in the short term, it will take us some time to set up the business and there will be a few years before, the revenue potential fully gets crystallized. The current business model of SPDs is highly cyclical, with SPDs doing well when interest rates are stable to declining, but they suffer losses when interest rates move up. SPDs have very few avenues to remain profitable in rising interest rate scenario. This new business opportunity will surely add more stability to the revenues for standalone PDs.
Well, thanks, Mr. Jingle, for sharing your thoughts on this subject. Certainly, it enhances the role of SPDs and does provide them to now participate in a new market altogether. Looking forward to much more sessions from you, sir. Thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. We welcome your feedback on our show and will be glad to receive subjects of your interest on which we would like to hear your views. Do write to us at info@ap-as.com. Also, please check out our BFSI Insights series of podcasts where we take you through the market updates on BFSI sector. We provide platforms like newsletters, podcasts and video clips to industry, thought leaders and policymakers to share their views and experience on the trends and reforms in banking, financial services and insurance. Thank you so much, Mr. Jingle, and to the listeners, goodbye until next time.